at Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
At Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
At Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
At Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
At Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet, wherever you are on planet Earth, you're tuned in, you're listening to the one and only Luna Lounge podcast with myself, Israel Ajozi. Getting tongue-twisted there, come like I don't know our own show. Show brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. Go get your packs of Magic Mind. Do remember the description and the discount code to be able to get the discount is there in my detail section. For those of you on the live video, if you watch any of my past ones, you'll be able to see the detail there and be able to utilize the discount code. Go get it. Feeling mentally fatigued, tired, physically tired, you know, cloudy, sort of like memories, can't remember things. Need that boost, man. No need to go get your coffee or not to say coffee is bad or whatever, but go get your A Natural Magic Mind, all natural, all organic. And it's a little bottle, it's just a little shot. And I'm going to take some right now. Ah, well, normally I used to do the whole bottle. I'm always saying that, but I don't do that no more. I just half quarter the bottle and it keeps me going for the day. We're here. Luna Lounge podcast. I'm going to be all fired up now. I'm gassed up. I am live, streaming live right now on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So I'm streaming live on three platforms. Thank you for everybody joining. Let me actually just double check that I am live. There was a few complications. I believe last week. Was it last week? I think it was last week. I think we're still getting hit with that retrograde. That was on the Instagram. I believe there was it kept cutting out and coming back in, but hopefully that's not there anymore. So welcome everybody here to the Luna Lounge podcast. If you're listening on the Facebook or on the Instagram, I want to give shout outs to every single one of you guys who download this podcast, listen to this podcast, as most people don't necessarily listen to this podcast live. They listen to the recordings. By the way, I am available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Google, you know, all the, you can find it, the Luna Lounge podcast. Go look it up. Go download it, support it. I believe on Spotify you can leave comments. I need to sort of like get into that in terms of maybe how to reply. But thanks a lot for you guys giving me the thumbs up. Thanks to you guys for your subscribe on the YouTube. I really appreciate it. And I want to give shout outs to all of the countries that are supporting this show, that listen to this show. You really amaze me. Brazil, Pakistan, Belgium are still the top countries that are listening to this show. But anywhere you are on the globe, UK, UAE, or quite a few people listening in the Middle East. Need to get some Saudi people up in it. Well, there's a few Saudi people listening, don't get me wrong. They're on the show also as well, listening to the show. So, Switzerland is all high up in there. Germany's high up in there with the numbers. UK's there also as well. USA. Yeah, I'm getting some. Yeah, the numbers are going up in the USA. More and more people are listening. So we're getting the show to where it needs to be. Shout outs to Jacqueline Witter. Thank you. Welcome to the show, to the Lunar Lounge. Later on, of course, tarot card of the day. Sorry, of the week. Why do I keep saying tarot card? Because I do tarot card of the day, don't I, on my social media. So I think I'm getting a little bit like, you know. But tarot card of the week, that will be coming later on. Also, competition as well. We do have a winner of 30 Skrilla. And I'll be posing another question. I'm telling you, man, like, it was interesting. I was on my phone yesterday night. Midnight came, and I just saw them coming. I know who came in first. I know who came in second. I know who came in third. I know who came in fourth. I know who came in fifth. And there was a sixth one, but that was a couple of hours later. I was in La La Land by that one. But yeah, actually, this last question for last week, the most people have answered this. So it's quite interesting. Yeah, so it was quite interesting how the emails were just coming in. I just saw one by one. So it was quite interesting because I know which one came in first and which one came in second and which one. Even though the first three answers, no, the first two, I think it was the first two answers came in literally on the midnight. And I think it was the third or fourth one came in 1 minute past. And then there was another one, I think there was two, like about 1 minute past, and so on and so forth. So, yeah. Shout out to Angela. Shout out to Pamela. Welcome to the show. Shout out to all you guys who are tuning in here. Soon I'm going to not be calling out all these names here on the Instagram as well. Welcome to the show. What is the weather like where you are? I'm looking outside my window, and it's looking kind of cloudy. Looking like summer's over. Yeah, we had, you know, it was good while it lasted, right? You know, don't push it, okay? It is what it is. But it's not cold though, but it's got cooler. It's kind of dropped in the evenings. I've noticed that, you know, the temperature's just a little bit, you know, I'm just not, I'm not leaving my, you know, balcony door open as much. I'm just like, you know, close it now, you know, because, yeah, it is what it is. But, yeah, it looks very cloudy. It looks like it's going to rain. I need to check the weather. Bear with me a moment. What happened there? No, stop that. I'm going to do that. Well, actually, I'm on air right now. Today, it's saying 40% rain. But it looks like it's more later on, but it's cloudy. But it's saying today there's a 40% chance of rain. It is what it is. Right. I'll be bringing up the charts of the moment. Let's look what's happening with the planets through the month of September. And let's see what energies that we can tap into. What are the planetary energies that we can tap into? So we will get all into that. Competition I've already mentioned. Tarot card of the week I've already mentioned. What else has been happening? Has there been anything significant in the week? No, there's not been a lot of noise. The usual, really, isn't it? Usual suspects, but not much going on. There's nothing that has hit me. Mind you, I haven't really been watching or haven't had time to really watch what's really going on. I know something with Israel is sparking off. So, it is what it is. Shout out to Florence. Welcome to the show. I'm not seeing, you know, but I've had a busy week. Shout out to the AA conference. I was at the AA conference over the weekend. By God, I tell you, it's like, oh, yeah. I went to an astrology. It's called the AA, not Alcoholic Anonymous, no, it's the AA, the Astrological Association. They have a conference every year, a really big conference. And it's a conference. So it's just like, astrology lecture after astrology lecture after astrology. I actually give a talk as well. I was talking as well. But it's quite interesting because you just get hit with just astrology, astrology, astrology. And I love astrology, don't get me wrong, but it's like, you know, that. So I've been overdosed on astrology over the last week. Shout out to Pfizer. How are you doing? Welcome to the show. Join me here on the Instagram. Jacqueline was saying, are you going to comment on the upcoming elections? What is there to comment, really, in the US? I mean, it's the US is always going to be a big one, isn't it? We know that. But I've been saying a few things. Florence is saying, yes, they are heavy, but good. I take it you're speaking about the conference. Yeah, because you're just getting hit and you've got like four or five lectures going on simultaneously. Like four or five lectures going on simultaneously. And like, you've got to pick which one you got to go. I mean, there's hundreds of people at this place and you got to pick which one you got to go. And it's like, you know, oh, that looks like a good lecture and that looks like a good lecture. And there's like three, four hot lectures that you want to attend all at the same time. But either way, you're just getting hit. And it's like an hour. They're all for an hour. But you have a little bit of break. Then you run to the next room where the next meeting is going to be. Then that goes on. Then you have lunch and then back again. And it's like you're just getting hit with astrology, 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 and this technique and this method and this and that and all these different subjects. It's like, so you just get astrology overload. So it's like, yeah, everything's still digesting at the moment. And then obviously we got our own lives to live, right? So it is what it is. But it's all good. It is very, very good. So shout out to Wendy Stacey. Shout out to Roy Gillett. Shout out to Rod Chang also as well. And all you guys putting all the efforts in there at the AA conference. Shout outs to you all. It was great seeing you all. Wade as well. Oh, yeah. Wade, I saw you. Shout outs to Wade Caves. Shout out to Deborah Holding. Me and Deborah Holding got, you know, I mean, she's such a smoochie, I tell you. She's like, oh, you're my favorite person. I'm like, okay, right, okay. Coolio. The shout out to Deborah Holden. Deborah Holden, I've given away one of her books, a few of her books here on some of the competition. I may get a few more off her and, yeah. Ooh, put them up as the competition. So let's see how that goes. But shout out to all the astrologers. It was great seeing you. Christine Skinner, saw you. Okay, yeah, yeah. Rick Levine, okay, was great seeing you. Oh, all the big names. It was great seeing you all and chilling out with you over the weekend. Anywho, let's get back. So, yeah, back to what you were saying, Jacqueline, about the upcoming election. What is there to say, really? I mean, like I said, in terms of transits, we know, obviously, with Donald Trump being the Gemini that he is and Kamala Harris being Gemini rising, the question is, who is it favoring more? I suppose it depends what these planets are doing in the natal charts of these people. And how it's affecting their natal charts personally, who's getting the stronger dose? They are both having a kiss or a touch of Jupiter. And that's what you want, especially in an election. You want a Jupiter something. You want a Jupiter alignment. Of course you do. You want a Jupiter transit, a nice Jupiter transit that can lift you, that can boost you, that can bring some great opportunities your way. You want to be doing that. So yeah, US election is US election. It's looking like Trump. I'm still going with the Trump. But again, Deborah Holding said something. She wrote an article. I think I mentioned this a few weeks ago in terms of that astrology. It's not so much always about just predicting the future, but it's also about utilizing the, when the planets are in particular positions, those planets are showing us a particular template or an energy that we can work with. So we do have free will. Please try not to think of the planets are up there controlling us and we're just puppets on a string. No, we have free will. It might be easier to do something or not, or more challenging to do something based on certain when planets are aligned, but that they're just showing the energies. It's not like the planets are saying, no, you're going to... So with that being said, the point is that the people of America who are going to vote do have free will in who they're going to vote for. Yes, we can kind of see where the planets are, how the planets are shifting, and who it's favoring in many ways. And you see, this is where the a funny thing is. Just because somebody doesn't win an election, that doesn't necessarily mean they're not favored. You can be favored in other ways. So these are the kinds of things that, again, we have to take on board. If we look at Kamala Harris, for example, in terms of where she's at now, but look at her maybe 4 or 8 years ago where she was, you may have said that she's not in a favorable position. But maybe that was part of the whole, the bigger plan of the bigger picture for her to be in that position in order for her to get to where she is now. So those are the kinds of things that, again, we have to look. So it's very complex at times. And so it's not just as saying, it's not just as easy as saying yes, no, right, wrong, left, right, winner, loser. You understand? So yeah, it works in very, very funny ways. We could say the same about Trump, because Trump's not, you know, when he became president, that wasn't the first time he ran. He tried to go before, but you know what I'm trying to say? He was, you remember, he was going against the whole Barack Obama Democratic kind of party, and we had it in for them. And that time when Obama took the piss out of him when there was that gala thing, and you know, so little things like that are, you know. Again, at one point it looked like, okay, it's a loss, but actually that loss is actually, again, it's a blessing in disguise sometimes. So do be mindful and do be, try to be aware of that. But it still looks like it's Trump that's going to be getting in. What I will say is that Kamala Harris has definitely tightened the race now. There's no two ways about that. Ever since she's kind of like thing and, you know, put up her nomination, she's definitely closed the gap for sure. She's closed the gap a lot more than if it was Mr. Joe Biden. There's jokes flying around saying that Joe Biden doesn't even know that he's actually stepped down yet. He still thinks he's president. I mean, cruel, but, you know, I mean, I don't know how true it is, but you know how people can be sometimes. But supposedly, those are like the jokes that have been flying around, that apparently he's not. He still thinks he's president, and he hasn't realized that he's stepped down now. And apparently they're just, you know, he still thinks he's president, and he thinks he's still going on. So yeah, it's quite interesting. But yeah, it is what it is. But I think it's just more of a joke and just taking the piss out of, you know, Joe Biden. But let's see how it goes. I think it's going to be very interesting. November, isn't it? We've only got a couple of months left. Isn't it the first Thursday or something like that? I don't know. I think it's going to be... let me check my calendar real quickly. November. I think it's a Thursday. Tuesday, is it? Is it going to be the 5th? I think it's the 5th. 5th of November? Or 12th of November, it'll be one of the two. Yeah, something like that. If anyone gets the date, yeah, let me know. It's looking interesting. I'll be talking more about it closer and closer to the date. I want to be looking or scrutinizing their charts, Donald Trump's chart, very, very well, and scrutinizing also Kamala Harris to see who it's looking like it's favoring. But for the meantime, yeah, so 5th of November. Yeah, it's 5th of November. So what, I mean, today's the 4th. So it's exactly 2 months away, isn't it, really? Let's face it. It's exactly 2 months from today, technically speaking. I'm still favoring Trump to get in. I think he's going to get in. But let's see. Anything can change. Like I'm saying, the people's minds can still change. They still have free will to work with the energies, but the energies can and will show who it favors more. So so that's that with the election. What else did I want to say? Shall we go to the chart of the moment? Shall we? Was there anything else that I was going to say? Oh, yes, I was going to say. So, hopefully, by next week, I've been telling you about my new sort of like, I call them revised. my new astrology course is starting. Anybody can sign up at any time. There's also going to be affiliate marketing. So if you know, if you know people that may, or you know people that would be interested in signing up and doing an astrology course, there's an affiliate marketing so that you can set up your own affiliate. I'll send you the link of where to go. And you can set up your own affiliate account. And anybody who signs up, you know, if you know anybody, you can give them that link. And if they sign up, you get 20%, something about that, about 20%, which works out about approximately about £200 for each person. So you can, start selling astrology courses. You can start selling astrology courses. But astrology courses, so everything should be all ready to go by towards the end of this month. It's kind of ready already, but there's just some little technical stuff that I'm just sorting out because it's, teaching platforms and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, so it's all coming out. If you're on my mailing list, do go to my website, by the way. If you do go to my website, www.sacredplanets.com or www.sacredplanets.co.uk, you can sign up to my newsletter. And I'll be sending out newsletter also in the next couple of weeks, next week probably. Just letting you know, giving you the link that where you can go. So astrology classes are starting. From beginners to advanced level, there's going to be three modules: foundation level, intermediate level, advanced level. I do advise that you start from the foundational level because I'm really going to be putting in stuff that you may not necessarily be aware of. So definitely watch out for that. Pretty much launching within the next week, all ready to go. So any of you want to do affiliate marketing, you can do that. Tarot courses are coming. Numerology courses are coming. Palmistry courses are coming also as well. And a bit further down the line, I'm going to be doing face readings also as well. So yeah, I'm going to be mad busy. So get on board. There's going to be live weekly classes. All students will have access to all the recordings, the live classes, and there's going to be recordings also as well so that they can follow the lecture at their will. All the courses are going to be certified. So at the end, you can get a certificate also as well. So it's really, and people can sign up at any time. It's all there. Boom, the moment they're starting. There's also various payment availability as well for those people who, if the payment's a bit too much, they can pay in installments as well. Maybe, like 3 or 4 installments or something of that nature. So that's going to be available. Reading material all will be uploaded. So the moment you sign up, you get access. You're going to have your own password. You have an email. You get your own password. So you can log in to your account and you will have access to the classes there and the reading material all set up, done, nicely done, professional. So, yeah. So that will all should all be ready by all next week. They should all be ready. So if you want an affiliate or you're interested, you hit me up at sacredplanets@gmail.com. sacredplanets@gmail.com. You can hit me up and I'll be letting you know about the tarot courses, the numerology courses, the palmistry courses. All of those will be coming also as well, probably towards the end of this month, beginning of next month. We're back to school. So yeah, people say I don't advertise myself enough. I'm doing it now. So it is what it is. So if you are interested, yes, great. Shout out to Mark. How you doing, Mark? How you doing? Nice to see me live. Thank you. I'm live here every week, man. 12:30 every Wednesday. Live here at the Lunar Lounge podcast. So I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment now. I think we should go to that now. So let me share my screen and let's bring up the chart for right now. Whoa, here we go. So here we have it. Where is the moon? Moon is still in Virgo. We had a new moon yesterday, did we not? Yes, we did have a new moon. So we're at that sensitive time now, aren't we? Remember, new moons are about planting, initiating new things in our life. You know, but this is quite an interesting new moon because it's in Virgo. When Virgo comes to us, especially for us in the northern hemisphere, at the time of the harvest. So it's kind of like the beginning of the harvest, you know, so it's like an ending and a beginning. In a few weeks' time, we're going to be having a full moon, which happens to be an eclipse. So I'll talk about that in a moment in Pisces. So that's going to be quite interesting. But we had a new moon yesterday. And again, new moons are always very subtle. They're very sensitive. And there are times of that initiating something new, beginning something new, planting something new in your life. And it's in the sign of Virgo, and Virgo is very earthy. Virgo is all about that perfection and attention to detail. Quite rather interesting, I guess, to have a new moon in Virgo, which happens every year, of course. But, you know, it's just interesting because Virgo is like the last season. So it's like the ending of a cycle. So it's like it's the beginning of an end. It's a new moon in the ending of a cycle. So it's the beginning of the end, basically. So we're coming to an ending of a cycle, an ending of a season, and this new moon marks that beginning part of it, where we're planting something new. So it's quite interesting. It's very beginning and ending interwoven energies in some kind of way. That is the new moon in Virgo. And depending where it's landing in your birth chart, whatever house Virgo is in, perhaps maybe a little bit of attention needs to be played there. It was at 11 degrees of Virgo, wasn't it? That's where it actually took place. So we had the new moon yesterday, and the moon is still in Virgo right now. Still going to be there for what, about the next, 6 hours or so? Well, maybe not that much. Maybe five hours, something like that. But 4 or 5 hours. But who's counting? So we got the moon there in Virgo. So what else has been happening, though, with the planetary alignment? What can we be expecting to be happening over the next couple of days? Well, at the moment, we've got the Sun opposing Saturn. Listen closely, guys. We've got Sun opposing Saturn right now. Okay? So it's about being organized over the next, because this is going to go on for the next, it's 12 degrees, 16, 4 or 5 days. So today's the 4th. So we're looking till the 8th, 9th, 10th of September. We're going to be having the Sun opposing Saturn. So things may get slowed down. We may actually experience some kind of restriction, some kind of delay, something frustrated. I think it's quite interesting. One of the things that came up in the news yesterday that I noticed was that the UK said something along the lines of they're going to stop sending arms to Israel. So I thought, a little bit of a restriction there. This can be part of that Sun-Saturn opposition, which we are perhaps experiencing right now. That could be one of many, of course. It will come in many different ways. But do watch out. So over the course of the next 4 or 5 days, I will advise us to be quite cautious. Make sure we're not cutting corners. Make sure we're following the rules. Saturn is all about rules. Make sure we're slowing down. Make sure we're being more concentrated. We're being more practical. We're being more pragmatic. We're being more. We're being more structured. we're being more practical. I think I've mentioned practical already. And we're working within certain limitations and confinements. We're being more organized, you see, especially in Virgo. We've got the sun in Virgo at the moment, so it's all about attention to detail and being organized. Shout out to Faye. Shout out to Tiffany from Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome to the show. So these are the things that we can be experiencing over the next 4 or 5 days, over the next week, perhaps. I'll probably say over the next week, right? Let's say today's the 4th, what, until the 11th, next week, Wednesday, we're going to be having this sun opposing Saturn. So that's going to be an interesting one. So let me just move the days and see when it's going to be exact. So it's going to be exact on the 8th. On the 8th of September is when we're going to be having the sun opposing Saturn exact. As in a way, we could say really the 7th. The 7th and the 8th of September, we got sun opposing Saturn. That's where it's going to be exact. So the 7th and the 8th, we really want to be on it, right? We make sure we're organized. We're getting things down to a T, and you know, we're dotting the I's and crossing the T's. You know, those are the things that Saturn wants, right? So yeah, let's be somewhat mindful in and around that. What else is going to be happening during those few days? When the sun finishes on the 8th of the exact opposition with Saturn, what is going to start to happen is, on the 9th of September, the planet Mercury is going to move back again into Virgo. Mercury is going to move back into Virgo on the 9th of September. Because he was there about a month or so ago, but obviously he went retrograde and moved back into Leo. Now he's moving back again into Virgo. We've got the great Mercury. We're good to go, yeah? So that's what it's about. It's all about Mercury getting good to go. Very analytical, attention to detail, perfectionist, organizing, very good for any kind of literacy it comes at a quite an appropriate time. You know, people are going back to school, going back to university. Some people are changing their jobs. I'm starting my courses. or at least launching it as Mercury in Virgo is quite cool. So Mercury is going to move into Virgo on the 9th of September. However, starting from that 9th, we could say it would have started maybe from the 8th, around the 7th, 8th, the sun will start to square Jupiter. Okay, we're going to have the sun square Jupiter, right? On the 9th of September, 10th of September, it will become exact on the 12th of September. So starting from the 8th of September to the 12th of September, we're getting a buildup of the sun squaring Jupiter. We've got sun squaring Jupiter. We've got the planet of Jupiter. It's the planet of abundance, planet of expansion, planet of the high and mighty. And it's the sun. The sun represents our vitality, our sense of autonomy. So what's going to happen here? There's going to be a huge increase in energy. People, or whether collectively or individually, we perhaps will feel more confident, especially for you people who have a Sun-Jupiter aspect in your chart. If you have a Sun-Jupiter, any aspect I'm talking, you know, this will trigger it. This will offset that configuration in your chart. So Sun-Jupiter is all about upliftment, positivity, but we have to be careful because it's a square. So what we need to be mindful of during this time is that we're not overextending ourselves. Okay? Sun Jupiter can overextend. So we don't want to be overextending. We don't want to be doing too much. It can be extremely volatile. Jupiter, Sun Jupiter, square. We're likely going to hear something in regards to maybe government around this time. Something will, you know, be quite interesting. I think perhaps maybe around this time we might hear some big news around maybe the US elections, perhaps. So do watch out for this. So that's going to peak on the 12th of September. We're going to have Sun square Jupiter, big. There can be a little bit of luck. There can be a touch of luck. Can be a great time. Can be somewhat auspicious. But make sure that you just don't overextend yourself, because it's a square. You don't want to overdo something, over exaggerate. Jupiter can make us overdo things. Yeah, do too much of something. So be mindful that you are. You're doing whatever you're doing around this time, you're being moderate, yeah? Because Sun Jupiter can expand things and blow things out of proportion. Let's put it that way. And then what's going to be happening is at that same time, we're going to be having Venus trining Jupiter. As a matter of fact, Venus is going to be trining Jupiter from about the 11th of September. From the 11th of September, we're going to have Venus trining Jupiter. It's party time. It's really a time to indulge. So it's quite interesting that I've been saying that. Watch how you are. Don't overextend yourself because of the Sun Jupiter square. But then we're going to have Venus on the other side, trining Jupiter, edging Jupiter along. So Venus square Jupiter starting from the 11th of September and is going to become exact on the 15th of September. On the 14th, 15th of September is where it's going to be exact. Yeah? 14th, 15th of September, we're going to have an exact trine of Venus trine Jupiter. I know somebody specifically who's getting married on that day. And guess who picked it? And there's going to be a trine from the moon as well. So Venus trine Jupiter is really good. It can make us spend. It can make us indulge quite a bit. Okay, no problem there, that those things happen. So, but Venus trine Jupiter can be a great time to bring more pleasantness in your life, to bring more love in your life, to bring more pleasure in your life. Did I say pleasure already? Maybe I said it. Maybe I'm repeating it again. Double pleasure, I suppose, you're going to be getting with Venus trine Jupiter. But it can be an increase. This is going to be an increase. So it's a time maybe for having a great time, maybe partying, maybe attending social events. Remember, Venus is also connected with our ability to be social. So Venus trine Jupiter can really expand and encourage and benefit us in any kind of social interacting kind of activities. So we're going to be having the Venus trine Jupiter. So that's really good. That's something I feel we should look forward to. Do be mindful, because this trine, it can make us overindulge. So we want to be making sure we're not drinking too much. We're not, because Venus is to do with pleasure. And pleasure is different things for different people. However, it's still, you know, we don't want to be doing, as they say, too much of anything is, you know, not good. So, and these are the kinds of transits that can actually promote that. So definitely watch out for that over the course of during that period. Shout out to Mason. Shout out to Paula. Shout out to Geraldine and Pretty. who are also here with me on the Instagram. Shout out to you all. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. But that's going to be starting from the 11th, of September up until the 15th. The 15th is when it's going to peak. So cool. We shall take that one. What else is going to be happening in the days to come? Okay. Shortly after that, around that 15th, we could say from the 15th, 14th, 15th, the sun is going to trine the planet Uranus. We're going to have a sun-Uranus trine from about the 13th, 14th, 15th of September. Sun trine Uranus. It will become exact. The trine will become exact on the 19th of September. On the 19th of September is when the sun trine Uranus is going to be exact. Okay, now sun trine Uranus, this is really giving us a spark of new life, a chance to tap into something perhaps innovative, something new. It's to renew our spirit. Uranus is the planet that brings, yes, he's absurd, yes, he's unpredictable, yes, he brings shocking behavior, yes, he can be very erratic, but with a trine to the sun, and especially a sun in Virgo, it can actually allow us to be very innovative and perhaps more creative and perhaps do something that is progressive. You know, Uranus is a very progressive planet, hence why it's linked with geniuses and advance and technology and things of that nature. So this sun Uranus, if there's any of you guys out there who perhaps have difficulty with technology, with any kind of technology, this can be a good time to perhaps try to learn about it, try to utilize it. Yes. So if you have a problem with technology, if you have a fear of doing certain things, maybe on the computer, you perhaps want to tap into this energy, into this sun Uranus energy, because Uranus is very, very compatible with computers, technology, anything like that, anything technological. Time to really find out about how technology works. Perhaps maybe you want to tap into this. And sun Uranus, perhaps you want to do something different. Try something different. Do something different. Go somewhere different. Sun Uranus. So this is going to be all from 14th of September. That's when it starts. And it's going to peak on the 19th. So watch out for that. Shout out to Fane. Good afternoon from France. Bonjour. And shout out to Paula. Is it Paula Alam? Paula Alam? Soul Healer. I like that name. Welcome to the show. So, Sun Uranus is really good. Sun Uranus is a breath of fresh air. It's a renewal. It's something new. Sparks off that. So, it's good. It's good. Let's go for it. Then starting from the 16th of September, we are going to be having Mercury oppose Saturn. There's going to be a Mercury-Saturn opposition, which is going to be starting from about the 15th, 16th of September. The opposition of Mercury-Saturn is going to become exact on the 18th. On the 18th of September. Now, that's quite interesting because that's also going to be the day of the full moon in Pisces. Yep, we're going to be having a full moon in Pisces, y'all. And guess what? It's not just no ordinary full moon. It's going to be an eclipse. Around about there. I think it's going to be early hours of the morning for us in the UK. It may still be the 17th for you guys in America. For those of you, especially on the West Coast, it's going to be on the 17th. but for us in Europe, UK, eastward going, you know, Middle East and onwards, it will be the 18th, or Australia and places like that. It will be the on the 18th. There's going to be a full moon in Pisces. It's going to be an eclipse. And that will also be the day when the planet Mercury is going to be in an exact opposition to Saturn. Now, what kind of full moon eclipse is this? It's with Pisces. It's in Pisces. I said with Pisces. It's with Neptune in Pisces, is what I wanted to say. I think Neptune's already causing confusion. But yeah, this is a foggy full moon. We might as well say Saturn's in the mix in a way. We might as well say that. Well, let's talk about the Mercury Saturn first of all. This is about communication. So we may experience some communication frustration, communication delays, restriction around communication. That is what Mercury Saturn essentially is about. There could be some delays in travel. If you're traveling around this time, you know, you want to make sure you're on it. Make sure your bags are checked in. You're at the airport early. You've got all the documents necessary. Get it done. Bing, bing, bing. Yeah. So Mercury Saturn could be a little bit of a and then we got this full moon in Pisces, which is very sensitive. It's going to increase our sensitivity, and it's really going to be increasing our sensitivity because of the conjunction with Neptune. Now, full moons are about things coming to a head, things coming to peak. That's what they're about. Full moons are about things coming to completion, fulfillment. It's the flowering of something. And it's in the sign of Pisces, the sign of the two fish, the elusive Pisces. We're going to be swimming. Woo! And it's going to be an eclipse, so it's kicking hard. So something's come to complete. Now, it's an eclipse. People, for those of you who are old enough, you want to reflect back in your life to 19 years ago, because 19 years ago is where we had the same kind of theme, where we at that same degree is where we had that eclipse 19 years ago. So I'm talking, we're in 2004 now, so I'm talking in 2005. At the end of 2005. What was being completed? What was ending? What was finishing in your life? For those of you a bit more advanced with your charts, look at the house that Pisces is in. What is coming to some kind of completion? What is coming to an end? What is coming to fulfillment in some way, shape, or form? I just want to take some water. Excuse me. Maybe because I'm talking about Pisces. And then Cancer rising. Very refreshing. Can't beat water. It's all about what was ending in your life in that 2005. What was you completing? What was ending for you? Did you move house, perhaps, maybe around that time? Did you change jobs? Was there a shift or change in your relationship life? Did you have a baby? Did you travel somewhere you've never traveled before? Were there any health? Was there a huge change around your diet, around your spiritual or religious beliefs? Money? Did you come into some money? Did you lose money? Did you go bankrupt? Did you get some huge amount of money? What happened in your life 19 years ago is what you want to be having a look at with this lunar eclipse coming up on the 18th of September, full moon. And we've got Neptune in the mix, so it may be a little bit foggy. we really have to swim and go with the flow with this full moon. Wherever the wind blows us, wherever the oceans is taking us, that is what it's really about. And I suppose with Neptune in the mix, there's a huge amount of opportunity for letting go, for healing, for forgiving. That's what we want to do with this full moon. That's what it's about. It's about letting go. So what was happening in your life 19 years ago is the question that you want to be asking. And then, so that's on the 18th of September. And then what else? Then we're going to have, this is an interesting one. Starting from about the 19th of September, the day after the eclipse. And remember, eclipses have a bit of power, so they go on for a bit longer. I'll talk more about it next week. We're going to have Mercury creating a square. Mercury creating a square to Jupiter. Mercury squaring Jupiter. And at the same time, Mercury's building up to a square to Jupiter, the planet Venus is squaring Pluto. So we're getting a bit of both here. Who's going to be first? Let's keep moving. Okay, so Mercury is going to be first. So on the 21st of September, we're going to have Mercury squaring Jupiter. It's a very good Mercury as well. Mercury is going to be in his own sign. So we've got Mercury squaring Jupiter. Huge amounts of information. Huge amounts of communication. Communication will go through the roof. A lot of chit-chat, a lot of gossip, a lot of rumors, a lot of misinformation. So with that Mercury in Virgo, we've got to disseminate. We've got to separate the wheat from the chaff, because there's going to be a huge amount of energy, of Jupiter's energy coming in. And Jupiter's actually in Gemini, which is the sign ruled by Mercury. So there's a reception here. I like that. I like the reception. Cool stuff. So there is that. What else is in on the cards or in the mix? So we have Mercury squaring Jupiter. So that's going to be on the 21st. And then Venus squaring Pluto. Venus squaring Pluto. The Venus square Pluto will come exact on, we might as well, 22nd. Yeah, right. On the 22nd of September, the square between Venus and Pluto will be exact. This is deep love. It's transformation of our relationships. But apart from that, it's also about being resourceful. Venus is connected with particular talents that we have. Venus is connected with some of things, gifts that we may be, we possess. So this Venus Pluto can be a time where we tap into that part of us that can allow us to regenerate, transform, transmutate those talents into something that can bring money. Pluto's linked with wealth. Make no mistake about it. Yeah? It's where we get the word plutocrats from. Okay, so Venus Pluto, that's going to be exact on the 22nd of September, but the build-up is going to be there from about the 18th of September, 19th of September. The build-up of the square will start from that time, but peaks at on the 22nd of September. So do bear that in mind. And I'll talk more about that a bit more closer to the time, as you all know. But just giving you the heads up, you should be writing this down in your diaries. And then what am I going to finish on? Let's finish on something. Okay, well, let's finish on this. How about we finish on this? On the 23rd of September, the planet Venus is going to move into Scorpio. We got Venus plunging into the deep, deep, deep waters. I'm suspecting something's going to happen here with Israel around this time. Towards the end of this, September. Maybe from around just after the full moon. Why am I saying that? Because Venus is going past. When is Venus going to cross 23 degrees? So 23 degrees, 24 degrees. So on the 18th. So it's going to be on the full moon. So people, be aware of what will happen around that part of the world with the situation with Israel and Hamas or Palestine and all this. It's likely. Why do I say that? Because that degree is the degree where Mars crossed last year when it all kicked off, when there was that square. And that is the ascendant for the state of Israel. It's around that 23 degrees of Libra, and Venus is passing it. Now, don't get me wrong, Venus rules Libra. She's in a good sign. But that's a sensitive space. It's a sensitive point. And plus, we're going to be having a full moon on that day. So I'm just putting it out there. Watch out for what happens around that region. Jacqueline Winter is letting me know that she's writing it in her diary. So yeah. And like I said, on the 23rd of September, the planet Venus is going to move into the sign of Scorpio, plunging into the depths, into the sign of Scorpio of, what am I going to say, intensity, passions, resilience. So yeah, we're gonna have a month of that. And I think I'm going to leave it there. So taking us up to about the 23rd of September. And then next week, we'll finish off the rest of the month and see where the planets are going there. So that's the cosmic news for today, people. Let's go to competition time. Competition time. I've got to say, I was on my phone. And, you know, I just saw messages, you know, you get the notifications when an email's come in or something like that. And it was, I'd even forgot. I was just on my phone doing my bits and pieces, miscellaneous stuff. And then these emails just started flying in. So it was quite interesting. We do have a winner. Let's go. I believe it's a new winner. Is it a new? Hold on, let's go here. I think it might be a new winner. I don't remember seeing this. Have I seen it before? I don't know. Looks like a new winner to me. Yeah, it is. Yeah, because that's Yasmin. Okay. Yeah, we've had a Yasmin before, but not a Yasmina. Yasmina. So, okay. The question was, what planet rules hospitality? If you all remember last week, what planet rules hospitality, right? You all remember? And I said that whoever emails me first on the Wednesday midnight, and the first person who got it, first person who got it didn't get the right answer. That's the thing. Okay, so Angela, you got in bang on midnight. I really liked that, but it was the wrong answer. Yasmina, you came in second. You got the right answer, the moon. Christian, you came in third. You came in 1 minute, Christian. 1 minute after. 1 minute. What's happening here, man? 1 minute after midnight. You got the answer correct as well. It was the moon. And we've got some new people. Banji or Joe, who said... he said, I stumbled across your podcast on YouTube. I'm very glad I did. Loving the positive vibes. Keep up the good work. Thanks a lot for that, Banji. Thanks to you for entering the competition. But you don't win. a few of you said Jupiter, actually. Angela, you said Jupiter. You came in first. You said Jupiter. There was a few other people as well. Matt, you said Jupiter. Who else was there? Alicia, you said... I don't know why you would think Mercury. But no, it wasn't Mercury. What else? Yeah. But quite a few people entered this one. So, winner. We got a winner. Yasmina, you are the lucky winner of 30 Skrilla. The answer is the moon. The moon is what rules hospitality. Hospitable. Very caring. Caring for other people. It's the moon. Okay? So, yeah, it is what it is. Winner of 30 Skrilla. Thank you very much. I'm going to run another competition. People, please pay attention. Some of you don't pay attention. I say the first person who answers the question next week, Wednesday, from midnight, GMT time, next week, Wednesday, so I can read the answer out on the Wednesday show. So first person who answers me, you know, that midnight, you know, Wednesday, midnight, gets the £30. So there's another £30 up for grabs. And the question for this week, quite easy. I say it's quite easy. Yeah, it is easy. Should get this one. Okay. The question is, what does the planet Mercury, the planet Jupiter, and the planet Saturn have in common? What does the planet Mercury, Jupiter, and Saturn, all three of them, what do they have in common with each other? First person who answers me next week, Wednesday, midnight, gets the £30. First person who answers me gets the £30. The email address is there on your screens. For those of you who are listening to the recording, the email address is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. That's where you send your answers. Please do not send the answers to my personal email, as some of you have done before. That's the email address you send it to, thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. The question is, what does the planet Mercury, Jupiter, and Saturn have in common? So please answer me next week, and person will get £30 sent to their account. It can buy you a bottle of wine. Of course it can. so, yeah. So that's it there. That's the email address there on your screen. You can all see it. Regardless whether you're watching on YouTube, Instagram, wherever you're watching, you can all see that. So, yeah, it is what it is. What else? Okay, yeah, it's that time of the week, I guess. It's the tarot card of the week. So let's just shuffle the cards. Let's get cooking. What's going to be the tarot card of the week? And then I'm going to bring the show to an end. I got places to go, people to see, things to do. Busy, busy. Okay. So let's give a little shuffle. And I'm just going to cut the cards. Just going to cut the cards in the middle. What is it for this week? Here we go. We got the tower. We got the tower, baby. Tower is the card of the week. The tower indicates reconstruction. It means that we need to change certain foundation settings in our life over the course of the next week. It means we've got to tear down the old in order so that we can rebuild the new. This card indicates liberation, being liberated from something that has been tying us down, restricting us, keeping us back, keeping us in that state of fear. This is the release. It's about release. It's about destruction. It's about chaos. Yeah? Out of chaos comes order. Always remember that. So this is what this card essentially is about. It's letting us know that over the course of the next week, we need to liberate ourselves. We need to tear down structures that are keeping us stuck, that are bringing about frustration and stagnation. We need to break it and burst it open, set it alight and tear down. This card is also or can be connected with perhaps the law. Where is it that maybe aspects of the law, and I don't just mean police or the law, where is it that it's got a hold of us? Shout out to Martina. Hope you're well. So that is what the Tower card essentially is about. It's about breaking free. It's about tearing. We may get a bit of a surprise. It's got a bit of a Aquarius kind of energy to it, bit Uranian, bit Martian. So we could be taken by surprise. However, it's necessary that the walls that are keeping us restricted need to be teared down, need to be destroyed in order to bring about liberation. It may come in a destructive way. It may come in a particular way that we don't like, but it's necessary, as everything is. No accidents, baby. That is the Tower. That is the card of the week. I was going to say card of the day again. The Tower, baby. It is what it is. People, remember this show is brought to you by the one and only Magic Mind. If you're feeling mentally fatigued, physically fatigued, emotionally fatigued, spiritually fatigued, looking for that clarity, looking for that natural lift, that natural boost, go get your Magic Mind. Remember, on my podcast as well, also on my YouTube channel, pretty much on all the platforms where I am, the details, the discount details are there at the bottom. Make sure you go get them, man. Credit to the Lunar Lounge. Go get it, and they will give you a nice discount off, and you can get your box of Magic Mind. Trust me, it works wonders. I'm on fire right now, and I'm going to be on fire until midnight. And that was just from that little sip that you saw me take in the beginning. That is it. Magic Mind. Go get your box right now. What else? Do remember, astrology courses are coming. Everything should be starting in about 2 weeks' time. Sorry, let me also say, I'm actually doing a free introduction on the 17th and also on the 24th of September. I'm doing a free introduction course to astrology. It's going to be about 6:30 in the evening. So if you also want to be a part of that, let me put my email up. So that's it there on the screen for anybody who wants to take that down. Anybody who wants to email me, who wants to sign up for it, it's going to be a free introduction to astrology, clearing up any kind of misconceptions. If you know anybody who's interested in astrology, wants to do a certified astrology course, this is the place for you to come and to be. So that's the email address there. Drop me an email. The link will be, the details will be sent to you, and then the details of how you're going to get the link. It's going to be a free evening. You can bring your questions, anything about astrology. For those of you who are skeptics but are open, don't know, all welcome on the 17th and on the 24th. And then after that, you can sign up at any time and join the thing. And again, for you guys, if you know anybody or if you want to earn some extra money through affiliate marketing, let me know. Again, I'll send you the link. I can send you an affiliate marketing link. It's actually going to, I'm going to have to put one on my website, actually. But once that's done, I'll let you know about that. I'll put the affiliate market link also on my website as well. But for those of you who watch the show, just let me know. I'll send you the affiliate marketing link. And anybody who signs up through you, you connect your PayPal account to it or your bank account to it. And anybody who signs up through you, you automatically get 20%, which works out about £200 for each module. That's if they sign up to all the modules, but they may sign up to just one. But they'll sign up to it. People, anybody who signs up, they're going to have access to the recordings for at least 2 years. Okay, so it's there. Learn in your own time. Learn at your own pace. And when you finish, they will get a certificate also as well. So if you know anybody who wants to sign up, let it go. We're going big, 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 big this time around. That's it. That's it. That's me done. I've done my advertising. Shouting from the roof. Want to thank each and every single one of you. I want to thank you guys who listen to this podcast also, who listen to the recording on Spotify, Apple, Amazon. I'm available on all podcast platforms. So I want to thank each and every single one of you guys, everyone who's tuned in also on the Instagram. Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Angela, Jacqueline, Faye, Jacqueline Witter, Tiffany, Pamela, you know, all of you guys. Too many names to mention. Martina, Paula, Fane, Mark, Pretty, all of them. You know who you are, man. Thanks a lot for keeping the show going. Florence, shout outs to you guys. And I'll be back next week, same place, same time. And that's me, Audi, man. In the meantime, people, take care. Have a blessed week.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge
show with myself, Israel Ajozi. I am out. Stay blessed. Stay safe, people. Thank you.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hit Makers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.